we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this one. I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're going to number two on the triple dipper. The lawfare is unraveling. So the lawfare against President Trump has been, bar none, the most hyper-abused use of the law to assail someone from all angles, civil, criminal, going after him, trying to bankrupt him, trying to smear him, trying to change things in terms of what his abilities are to run for president. It's been next layer awful. The one case that gave me the most pause, the one that I was concerned about, above all of them, was the case in Florida related to the use or the retention of classified documents. That case was just dismissed yesterday. Well, I'm going to quit talking about it. I'm going to bring somebody on who I think could speak directly to it. Jay Towne is a former U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama, appointed by Trump in 2017. Jay Towne's got his degree from University of Notre Dame, his law degree from Seton Hall. He served for a number of years as a JAG officer in the U.S. Marine Corps, and he is on the line with us right this minute. Jay Towne, how you doing, man?
How are you doing?
I'm Fidelis. Semper Fi to you. Doing good. Hey, thanks for making time for us. What do you think, man? Apparently the judge saw fit to dismiss that case.
Yeah, you know, folks need to understand why it was dismissed. It wasn't dismissed because it was meritless. It was dismissed because the person who brought it didn't have the authority to bring it any more than some civilian walking around the mall does. You know, there are rules for these things. I was appointed and nominated by the President of the United States, confirmed by the Senate, which meant I had the plenary power of a United States attorney. But, Bill, I could only prosecute cases here in the Northern District unless I got special permission from the Attorney General to go to another district and do so. That's why David Weiss's prosecution of Hunter Biden is fine, safe. He was presidentially appointed. I served with David, in fact, and he was confirmed by the Senate, and then he was made special counsel, having already been confirmed by the Senate for such a position with such power. Jack Smith was a civilian one day, woke up the next day, and had unblemished, unfettered authority to do whatever he wanted, wherever the hell he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, Eileen Cannon, at least, said, yeah, that's not how it works. And, you know, Justice Thomas wrote about it in the immunity opinion. He had a concurring opinion where he simply just addressed the prosecution itself and directed Judge Chutkan, the trial judge in the D.C. Circuit, to make a determination about Jack Smith's eligibility. This doesn't mean that the case is gone forever. This DOJ strikes me as one that may go back and indict again. But you get back on another schedule, they're going to draw Judge Cannon again. So it's not like all the motions and things like that, but they'll all have to be revisited. The immunity case still has to be revisited. I don't see any of these cases. I don't even see the Manhattan case being sentencing even going forward at this point. And the lawfare, as you said on the lead-in, is crumbling. It's falling apart.
Yeah, it really is. So this ruling with Judge Cannon, I mean, I saw today that the DOJ has already authorized or granted leave for Jack Smith to go ahead and appeal. So I guess he still has – he has grounds to appeal, even though he technically was told he didn't have grounds to do anything. He's going to appeal his position. That being said, it goes to the 11th Circuit. What are your thoughts on that that circuit and where it heads? I mean, I'm an attorney. I tend to lean towards the 11th Circuit's rulings on a general basis, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very conservative circuit. Bill Pryor runs the circuit right now on the 11th Circuit. He's down in Birmingham. Good judge, good man. Was the attorney general here in the state of Alabama for a period of time. And, I can tell you that, they will not be in a hurry to hear this case. And so, I mean, it's great that Jack Smith is appealing because he's just going to run the clock out for another 90, 120, 150 days. You know, and this is the guy that vowed to prosecute Trump no matter when the trial date fell. It didn't matter if it, you know, fell the week of a national election for president of the United States.
Yeah.
So this case is now really being torpedoed by DOJ itself. It's kind of a graceful exit for the Mar-a-Lago case in the sense that, you know, it'll still be under appeal. And then a new DOJ will come in January of 2025, and they will withdraw the appeal, and that'll be the end of the case. There won't even be a case to dismiss at that point.
I would agree. We could send Jack Smith packing at that point. But, so let me ask you this, though. I've not, and I don't know if you have either, so if you got an opinion on it, let me know. But I know that Judge Cannon's, her decision was a 93-page decision. But the... Did it, you made reference a moment ago to Justice Thomas's writing recently
in the concurring
opinion. Did that concurring opinion, did it bleed into the Judge Cannon's decision? Did she reference it at all?
She cites it four different times.
Wow.
Yes. And she quoted from it. But really, and you know, she also parroted some of the same case law that Justice Thomas used to justify his concurring opinion about Jack Smith's authority or lack thereof. But she came to her own conclusion. It was a well thought, pithy decision. Folks are going to disagree with it if they want to, but you can't say it was just a sloppily drafted opinion that didn't have any basis in originalist text. It did. And it had basis in the case law that interpreted that text. So, you know, she gave it a lot of thought, she released it yesterday. And remember, this isn't just against Trump. This is against his co-defendants,
yeah,
too. And as you also said in the lead-in, you thought that maybe he had the most exposure in the Mar-a-Lago case. I tend to agree with you, Bill. The obstruction charges especially were perilous if you know, a jury were to believe them. So, you know, to have all of that dismissed and then have to start anew with all of the timeframes involved in this type of litigation, just because they started it once doesn't mean that it, you know, gets on some rocket docket. Nope, it's not how it works. Goes to the back of the line. Southern District Florida has other cases, believe it or not. Jack Smith might not believe it, but, you know, we are prosecuting people in this country, not like we did, you know, between 2017 and 2021. There's other stuff going on other than lawfare prosecutions of a guy because people don't like him.
Well, Jack Smith can probably plan on getting a job as a pundit on MSNBC or something, some contributing legal analysis that he can give that would be skewed, and we'll see his true colors at that point. But so
maybe he can replace Mika and Joe on Morning Joe since they get every now and then.
We
don't know what you're going to say. Yeah. I mean, think of that. 25 years on air. We don't trust what you're going to say tomorrow. So, we're just going to bench you.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Take the day, fellas. Have a walk in the park. We got this.
Right.
Hey, so listen, wrapping this up, we got what? The Alvin Bragg case, it's a state level case, but it had federal ties up in New York, is going to be appealed, probably is being appealed as we speak, although they got sentencing for that coming up in September now. Then we've got the civil case with E. Jean Carroll, which is being appealed right now. We've got the Florida case being dismissed. We got the immunity case being decided. What's going on with Fannie Willis? Do we not know? Is Fannie still out there? I mean, what's going on with the Fannie Willis case in Georgia? Do you have any idea?
Well, I mean, she is under scrutiny by an appellate body there, and they're not in a hurry either. But it's a very conservative draw, the three appellate judges that she drew to determine whether or not, A, she lied under oath when she took the stand saying that she didn't have a relationship with Nathan Wade, and two, whether or not her conflict of interest results in her recusal from the case, which means her whole office is recused, and they would have to send it to a new prosecutor who would promptly dismiss the charges because, again, with the immunity decision, you know, a phone call that Mark Meadows makes now to a Secretary of State, that is absolutely immune from a fact that you could present in to a grand jury.
Yeah.
I mean, the Manhattan and the Georgia cases are done because they were littered with tweets and phone calls from the Oval. And what did the chief of staff and the president talk about, and the vice president even? Those are all Article II functions. And it gutted all four of the cases. But man, to have the Mar-a-Lago case dismissed, the one that it didn't really touch that much, the immunity decision, that is. the guy said, I mean, I know he got shot in the ear, and it's awful. And it's terrible that a man lost his life right in front of his family.
Yeah.
But if you're Donald Trump, you've had quite a month's worth of victory, and I hope that he has another one here in about 3.5 months.
No doubt. Well, listen, J-Town, we appreciate you, as always, jumping on, giving us some analysis, and your background and your perspective is much appreciated, man. So thanks for what you do, and Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate
All right. you. Take care. There you go, man. The Lawfare just unraveling. Like, as we speak, the cases are just falling apart. And that's the thing. It's sort of like the old idea about trying to support a lie typically means you have to lie some more and then remember what you lied about. And then eventually the lie begins to backfire on you because you can't lie enough to maintain the original lie. That's where we are with Lawfare. The majority of this is crumbling because it was baseless. They're doing everything they can to live a lie. And yet this is not what the law was intended. I mean, the idea that we're a nation of laws does not mean you're allowed to use it as a bludgeon, all right? And I listen, we still need to see Trump elected, all right? We do. Let's do not let our guard down, but I will say this. Aside from what happened Saturday, which was awful, the man is otherwise having a very strong month. Very strong month. He is proving once again that there's very few people that could have stood up under the weight of what he's had to endure. He had the personality, the personal resources, and he had truth on his side. And when you combine those three, they poked a bear that they didn't know what to do with once they poked it. I mean, Fannie Willis, she's like the dog who grabbed the bumper on the car and then didn't know what to do once she grabbed the bumper on the car. And she's been flailing and flagellating ever since. It may be flatulating. But anyway, all that to say, Lawfare is falling apart. All right, let's take a break there, Big Rig. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. I got to catch up on some text messages. Big Rig, how many do we have right now? My soul. All right, you guys keep texting. We'll keep reading. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.